From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. European leaders are trying to cope with an ongoing migrant crisis. European officials are groping for answers to the flood of hundreds of thousands of both refugees and economic migrants flooding Europe from South Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Hundreds reportedly attempted to reach Britain from France via high-speed rail overnight. Hundreds more were still kept out of Hungary's main train station in Budapest in their bid to reach Germany. A Hungarian government spokesman, Zoltán Kovács, says many migrants are not complying with asylum rules.
The migrants at the Keleti railway station shouldn't be there. After the procedure of registration begins at the border, they are being assigned to temporary shelters, to camps where they should stay until their case is being judged. They don't comply with that, and obviously one railway ticket is not overwriting European law.
In Turkey, police say at least a dozen trying to reach Greece drowned in the attempt. Photographs of the body of a migrant Syrian boy washed up on a Turkish beach were viewed on social media and seen in newspapers, symbolizing the desperate plight of those seeking to escape war, poverty, and persecution. While many Africans are trying to reach a better life in Europe, the International Organization for Migration says most remain on the continent of Africa. Michelle Bombesi is an IOM Regional Migrant Assistance Specialist.
Compare to the overall scale of the migratory phenomenon in the region, 70% of the migrants in the region remains in the region, meaning that only 30% actually go out of the Western Central Africa.
But the effort has risks. Anti-migrant riots broke out early this year in South Africa, leaving several people dead. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is appealing to the American public to support the Iran nuclear deal.
Last month, 29 of our nation's top nuclear physicists and Nobel Prize winners, scientists, from one end of the country to the other, congratulated the president for what they called, quote, a technically sound, stringent, and innovative deal that will provide the necessary assurance that Iran is not developing nuclear weapons.
Speaking Wednesday in the city of Philadelphia, Mr. Kerry said he believes the Iran nuclear agreement is a hugely positive step. In Washington, another U.S. lawmaker announced her support of the deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, becoming the 34th senator to do so. That means even if the plan is rejected by the Senate, President Obama will have enough votes to sustain a promised veto. The deal also is expected to fail in the House of Representatives, where Mr. Obama needs 146 votes. Lawmakers are expected to take up the matter when they return from a summer recess next week. A former Congolese rebel leader known as the Terminator has pleaded not guilty to charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Bosco Ntaganda entered the plea Wednesday on the first day of his trial at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Prosecutors say Ntaganda is responsible for atrocities committed by his rebel group, the Union of Congolese Patriots, in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, 2002 and 2003. He faces 13 counts of war crimes, 5 counts of crimes against humanity, including charges of murder, rape, sexual slavery, enlistment of child soldiers, and forcible transfer of population. At least 4 people were killed Wednesday in renewed political violence in Burundi, where tensions remain high following the controversial re-election of President Pierre Nkurunziza to a third term in July. Clashes with police broke out in neighborhoods of the capital Bujumbura, punctuated by gunfire and sporadic explosions. The country has been rocked by violence since Mr. Nkurunziza announced in April his intention to seek a third term, which critics say he's barred from doing by the Constitution. A UN report released Wednesday says more than 13 million children across the Middle East and North Africa are being denied an education by conflict. The report by the UN Children's Fund says violence in Yemen, Syria, Iraq, and Libya, where thousands of schools are not being used, is causing a generation to grow up without proper schooling. In China, markets are closed today as the country marks 70 years since the surrender of Japan, ending the Second World War, with a massive military parade in Beijing. Japan's key index gained today after a week of volatility brought on in part by investor concerns over China's economy. Wednesday, U.S. stocks rebounded from Tuesday's sharp losses, with the benchmark Dow Jones average gaining nearly 300 points. European markets on Wednesday also gained modestly. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.